KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at some high school sports from last night. First, on a Monday, some wrestling over at Missouri Valley High School saw Mo Valley beat Exira EHK 84-0. Missouri Valley also topping Trainer 82-3. It was Missouri Valley over West Monona 65-9. Trainer beat Exira EHK 78-6. It was West Monona topping Trainer 54-30. And West Monona over Exira EHK 66-6 in that four-team meet last night. In high school basketball last night, first in girls high school hoops from the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning, a winner over Riverside, 65-21. Also in boys basketball from the Western Iowa Conference, it was IKM Manning over Riverside, 75-51. Audubon beat Orient Maxburg, 84-22. From the corner conference, Bedford over Clarinda Academy, 74-62 in play last night. Well, the weekly high school basketball poll from the Associated Press for the boys has Iowa City West on top again in the big school class, with Des Moines North, Johnston, Waukee, and Sioux City East the top five rated teams. In Class 3A, it's Oskaloosa on top, with Glenwood at number two. Bishop Elon Catholic, Mount Pleasant, and Norwalk round out the top five. Harlan ranks seventh in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Western Christian is top-rated, with Sioux Center, Van Meter, Applington, Parkersburg, and Western Dubuque the top five. Trainer is in at number nine, while in Class 1A, North Lynn, Grandview Christian, Remsen St. Mary's, Don Bosco, and Bishop Garrigan are the top five-rated teams in this week's poll. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN, as Chris will bring you the Atlantic Glenwood girl and boy doubleheader. Hawkeye 10 Conference play doubleheader tonight. 6 o'clock on the girls, 7:30 on the boys. Catch them both live. Chris will have all that action for you tonight. Atlantic and Glenwood live this evening here on the radio. Well, Drake has been a bright spot in an otherwise dismal college basketball season that's seen the men's teams for Iowa, Iowa State, and Northern Iowa combine to open 0-12 in conference play. The Bulldogs, on the other hand, are 4-0 in the Missouri Valley for the first time since winning the title 10 years ago. First-year coach Nico Medved does not feel the need to keep his team grounded heading into Wednesday night's game at Valpo.
This group of seniors and juniors, They know what the other side feels like, right? I mean, they know what it's like to go through the losing, and they know how difficult it is to win. And so I think that, you know, we don't have to sell to these guys how hard it is to be successful in this league. And so I think they know that.
One of the keys has been a four-guard lineup that's helped offset the Bulldogs' lack of size.
We really had a lot of guards and some bigs. And so that decision kind of was made quickly, and I think it's just about, hey, you know, we're not the biggest team, we're not the quickest, but let's embrace who we are. And we got some guys who can spread the floor and shoot it a little bit. And so we made that decision very quickly and started moving that direction in the summer.
Well, Drake is coming off a win at Indiana State, and Sycamore coach Greg Lansing says the Bulldogs are tough to match up against.
They throw four guards out there, and they got five senior guards. I mean, and these guys, I respect them a lot because they've hung in there. They've had their tail kicked, and they did something about it. You know, Nico and Coach Thorson have done a great job of getting them and getting them going and putting them in a system that works for them.
Lansing says experience has also been a plus for Drake. UNI is 0-4 in the Valley after Sunday's loss to Loyola. It was the Panthers' sixth straight loss, but Coach Ben Jacobson felt his team made some progress.
We've got to get some things going a little bit better offensively, you know, on our side of it. Yesterday we played a little bit better game than we had in the first three conference games. Bennett Cook had a good game. Tywan Pickford had a good game. So we did some things better yesterday, executed a little bit better.
UNI will be in search of its first league win Wednesday night when they play at Indiana State. Well, the Associated Press men's basketball poll has a new look after four of the top five teams lost last week. The upsets benefited Villanova, which is back on top of the poll after falling from first to third last week. The Wildcats picked up 52 of the 65 first-place votes to take the number one position for the fourth week this season. West Virginia vaulted from fifth to second, its highest ranking since December of 1959 in Jerry West's senior season. Virginia moved up five slots to third. They're followed by previous number one Michigan State. Purdue and Wichita State are tied for fifth. Duke, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Xavier round out the top 10. Well, a 13-point halftime lead wasn't enough against Alabama. Neither was a 20-7 advantage in the third quarter or a field goal on the first possession of overtime. The Crimson Tide earned their fifth national championship since 2009 by outlasting SEC rival Georgia 26-23 in overtime last night. Tua Tagovailoa threw a 42-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Smith on the Crimson Tide's second play of overtime to complete the comeback victory over the Bulldogs in Atlanta. The freshman quarterback was sacked for a 16-yard loss on the previous play before he sent Alabama to its 11th overall national championship. Georgia had the ball first in overtime, and Rodrigo Blankenship kicked a 51-yard field goal. That long kick came after Andy Papanastos missed from 37 yards out in the final seconds of regulation. Tagovailoa entered the game at the start of the third quarter with the Tide trailing 13-0. He led Alabama to two touchdowns and two field goals in regulation, including a game-tying 7-yard scoring strike to Calvin Ridley on a 4th-and-4 with 3:49 left in the fourth quarter. Tagovailoa was 14 of 24 for 166 yards after replacing Jalen Hurts, who completed just 3 of 8 passes for 21 yards. Jake Fromm was 16 of 32 for 232 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. He heaved an 80-yard scoring pass to Mecole Hardman to put Georgia ahead 20-7 with 6:52 left in the third period before Alabama came storming back. Hardman was also had a 1-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs, who end up at 13-2 on the year. Georgia is still seeking its first national title since 1980. It's the 6th national title for Alabama head coach Nick Saban, and that ties in with former Crimson Tide coach Bear Bryant for the most all time. In other college football news, coaches Frank Beamer and Mack Brown have been selected for the College Football Hall of Fame. They're part of a class of 13 that also includes former players Ed Reed and Calvin Johnson. The Hall announced the selection of Michigan's Charles Woodson on Sunday. Among the other inductees, former Northwest Missouri State coach Mel Churchma. Southern California receiver Deontay Burnett has announced that he's skipping his senior season to enter the NFL draft. The 20-year-old Burnett was the Trojans' leading receiver this season, catching 86 passes for over 1,100 yards and 9 touchdowns. A late offer from Iowa sealed the deal for Connecticut Prep School wide receiver Nico Reganey, who committed to the Hawkeyes on Monday. The 6-foot, 190-pound Reganey will enroll at the University of Iowa next week. Reganey, who went to Avon Old Farms Prep School after graduating from West Haven Notre Dame High School, chose the Iowa scholarship offer over other offers from Boston College and some interest from Yale. The former Cornell lacrosse commit is the 20th member of the 2018 recruiting class for the Hawkeyes. Well, the Chicago Bears have selected a head coach after going 14-34 in 3 seasons under John Fox. The Bears have hired Matt Nagy, who spent the last season as the Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator and has been working under head coach Andy Reid for the past 10 years at Philadelphia and Kansas City. Nagy has received praise for his mentoring of Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith, and he'll have the task of developing Mitchell Trubisky in Chicago. Fox had a .292 winning percentage that ranks second lowest in Bears history. Bill Belichick says he absolutely intends to return as New England Patriots coach next season, despite reports of turmoil involving himself, quarterback Tom Brady, and owner Robert Kraft. Belichick said Tuesday he had nothing to add to the joint statement from the three last week in response to an ESPN report detailing an array of tension. Asked about another report of his interest in coaching the New York Giants, the Patriots coach said he's focused on New England's playoff game Saturday night against Tennessee. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.